takes the kick. He likes it again. He's a genius, this kid. Go on to Maloney. Wide to Edo-Carr. Edo-Carr dives over to score. What a try.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, time now to talk all things rugby league.
I don't know how well he'd be sleeping, Loz, Kevy. The Queensland National Rugby League sides, they're going like bastards on the weekend. Not only could they not have the win, it's how they're playing, which is the most disturbing fact.
Yeah, and they're all and all of those sides are in the bottom four of the competition. So Brisbane are sitting there at 13th position. North Queensland's 15th, and the Gold Coast are the only side that haven't won a game. They're sitting at 16th. So things aren't looking good in the early part of the year for the Queensland clubs. I'm sure Kevy Walters will be hoping that they can turn that form around in the next few weeks in the lead up to State of Origin for 2019. Good morning, Kevy.
Good morning, Laurie. Good morning, TK. How are you?
Yeah, going very well, mate. What have you made of the Queenslanders' performance, and in particular those three Queensland teams?
Yeah, well, like you say, they've been disappointing. I've got to say, it's we're so unlike the Queensland clubs to be sitting where they are. We just get used to them, being sitting up where the Melbourne Storm are, in that top sort of eight. But not happening for them at the moment. And I guess there's been a few factors around all that, but we won't judge them too heavily, I would have thought, until the 6 week mark of the competition, we get a fair judge. So they got 2 weeks to get their acts into gear, these Queensland clubs. And get their season back on track. And there's no doubt that they can, but they have been, if I can be brutally honest, they've been really disappointing, all three clubs. So, it's up to the players and the coaching staff to work hard and dig their way out of what has been a pretty ordinary start for all of them.
Would it be fair to say the Broncos are the most disappointing, given the hype surrounding them this season, given, their expectations are to be always up around the top of the competition table? And that performance against the Roosters, I know they were pretty good, but that was embarrassing at times.
Yeah, well, they didn't sort of aim up too much on Friday night, did they? And let's keep in mind that the Roosters didn't have a couple of their key players there as well. So, if I can just support the Broncos a little bit here, they've had a tougher draw as anyone to start the season, with the Melbourne Storm to open. And then, they played the Dragons. They had the Cowboys who they beat, who weren't in a top eight side last year, but then the Dragons and then also the Roosters, who were last year's premiers. So they've got a good lesson early in the competition. It's now up to the Brisbane coaching staff and also their players to resurrect their season and get some information and learn from what's happened and start winning some football games. And starts, this week for all those clubs. And the Cowboys have been one as well, who we all thought would be thereabouts. If not in the top four, maybe that 4-8 position. But they haven't sort of really fired too many bullets either. They've been disappointing.
When do you start to get concerned, mate, as a Queensland Origin coach?
Oh, look, I'm not really that concerned, to be honest with you, mate, because, Origin's still some time away, and I know that those players that are, they are struggling with it at the moment, they'll get their act into gear and get things moving. We have got some players like, Cameron Munster's obviously been going to be a key player for us. Certainly, Kalen Ponga back at fullback, I thought that was a terrific move from Nathan Brown, and the results possibly should have flowed from that, although Kalen himself had a great game. He had a couple of tries and did a lot of good things. So, the Melbourne Storm, as I say, they've always been a flagship for the Maroons as well, and they're keeping their end of the bargain up at the moment, which is very pleasing.
Yeah, they are.
Kevy, with a guy like Kalen, predominantly likes that left side of the field. If you had him, do you just keep him sort of pigeonholed down that left, or how do you get him to sort of at times get across to the other side and play a bit more football down that edge?
Well, I think you sort of got to force it upon him, really, Laurie, to get on that other side. I mean, it becomes a bit one-dimensional if he just works down the one edge. And I think that was the case when he was playing six, for the Knights, is that he couldn't get himself across on that other field, even as a decoy, even as to take some heat
pressure
off another
away.
Player on that other side of the field. I mean, that's got to be part of his natural progression as a fullback, is to work on both sides of the field equally. I know everyone has their little favourite spots and their go-to places, but if he wants to become the all-round player that we all know that he can be, he's got to, shift himself on both sides of the field and become that threat equally on the left or the right side of the field, which I'm sure he'll develop. It was his first game back at fullback and a lot of pressure on him in many ways. But I'm sure in the next 4 or 5 weeks, he'll get himself, back into that form that he showed, you know, last year for the Knights.
Okay, so he'll be your fullback, and he's got a license to roam.
Well, well, if he's available, I'm sure he will be. He's going to be, you know, a great asset for any team, Caelan. And without putting too much pressure on him, you know, it's good to see him back in that one jumper. You know, that's good for the Knights and also good for Queensland that he's back playing in a position that he's more familiar with.
Cameron Munster, another standout performance yesterday. And when the game was there to be won, he came up with the big play, that show and go off the scrum to score and get the Melbourne Storm back in front.
Yeah, well, it's a trademark of players, isn't it? They, again, we speak about their go-to plays, and that's a go-to play for Munster. We saw it for Thurston, we saw it for Andrew Johns over the years, and Alfie Langer and yourself, Laurie, you know, and everyone knows it's coming. They had a scrum, so they would have been aware of Munster, be aware of him, you know, taking the ball on and showing and going. But the good players just keep doing it and keep delivering, and that's the class of Cameron Munster. I think he's had a terrific start to the season. A lot of talk around, you know, who's going to be the halves for New South Wales and also for Queensland. Well, Munster's certainly putting his hand up every day of the week, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I'm just going to ask you something here, Kevy. Like, the structure that the Bulldogs had in the defensive setup from that scrum where you have two forwards defending out, you've got the lock and the right edge back rower.
Yeah, I think it was Jackson was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it was Corey Harawira Naira and Adam Elliott. I think that's who they were. So, yeah. Are you a fan of that sort of structure, in particular near your line? Because I reckon if you've got a fast half, you can get in between those two forwards and place an enormous amount of pressure on the defence.
Well, that's what you look for, don't you? In the halves, you look for a forward or someone who's probably not as quick as you and someone you can take on and challenge. And particularly with that was late in the game, wasn't it? Well into the second half. So those forwards, with all due respect, they're going to get a little bit tired, and particularly from a set piece, from a scrum, with a little bit more width and all those things. Yeah, you often see that, and you wonder why teams sort of don't exploit it. Well, there goes the Storm. I mean, they had fanned out to the left side, shape everywhere, but the biggest threat is obviously Cameron Munster with the ball, and he showed that, you know.
So I can understand it being up the other end of the field where you can possibly jam in and you're not sort of worried about the edge, but when you're defending your goal line, and it's you've sort of got to go man on man, and if you've got a slow forward defending on a fast half, it's just it's probably not something that I'd look to do.
Well, it's all about the structure in defence, isn't it? I guess there would have been one of their centres packing into the scrum and all sorts of things. So that's the modern game, and I guess the Bulldogs have caught a bit. But gee, they were impressive yesterday.
They were
the Bulldogs up against the Storm, as I heard comments there from Craig Bellamy. They were on their game as well. So.
Yeah.
Signs there for the Bulldogs fan, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I love the fact that, you know, they're one of the lesser lights of the comp, but they're trying to win footy games. They're trying to use the ball. You know, it's just not boring footy, you know, and I hats off to try and play that. Doesn't always work, but hats off about trying to win and play a little bit more expanse. Kevy, it's a little bit unsavoury, but just we're a little bit surprised that the Broncos have taken no action at all against James Roberts. Those images on social media are now being carried in the mainstream press regarding him being carried out of a party. He appears to be unconscious from that party. That was after the loss to the Dragons. As an injured player, you know, you're supposed to be towing the line and trying to get yourself back on the field as quickly as possible. Are you a bit surprised the Broncos have taken no action?
Well, I haven't got all the information, obviously, so it's pretty hard for me to make a comment on, but the Broncos have been very strong in the past and players and behaviour, and I expect them, you know, they'll sort this out one way or the other. If they feel that Roberts needs to be sanctioned, well, I'm sure that, you know, that they won't have any trouble doing that. I guess that the big probably issue for the Broncos there was, he's injured and he's out sort of, you know, having a few drinks, which is something that probably shouldn't happen. But again, I'm not in charge there, or so they'll sort it out, I'm sure, and get to the bottom of it all. I think they've got to get all the information in first and then make a decision from there. But I'd say he's out for a definite period with that Achilles problem. He seemed to be in a fair bit of pain through that game and then through the training the following week. So I'd say he'd be out indefinite anyway.
Yeah, no, he's he's a big loss for the Broncos. They need him, and obviously they've got a crunch game coming up against the West Tigers. Just on the Broncos, Kevin, what do you think they need to do to turn it around?
Well, I think the halves have been, honestly,
unduly pressure on them. Like, I mean, in these early rounds, it's up to your forwards. We keep saying this, and all the teams that have been winning, it's been their forward dominance. And the Broncos, through whatever reason, just haven't quite aimed up in that area. And to be fair to them, that Roosters side is a premiership pack. And I know they didn't have no Jared Weary or Hargraves and no Friend either, but their forwards just ran so aggressively and so hard, there was no option for the Broncos. You know, they just got caught out a little bit defensively, and the Roosters just rammed home what a great side that they are to everyone. That could have been any side out there, probably not the Melbourne Storm. I'd say they're the only team that could stand up with the Roosters at the moment. The rest of the clubs are struggling, to find that rhythm and find the week-to-week professionalism that you need to be the great teams that the Roosters and the Storms are.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt about that. They need a response, and they get an opportunity when they take on the West Tigers on Thursday night at home at Suncorp Stadium. But we'll see how they respond, and I'm sure there'd be some harsh words after that performance last weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
No worries, Jim. Let's start these Queensland clubs and get into gear. Later,
yeah, well, I'll shove my hand up. My fault. I thought the Cowboys could win the comp, and at the moment they can't win the
Chook. Well, they still can, TK. Don't give up just yet, brother.
I think I've officially given up already after 4 weeks.
No, after 6 you can give up.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Kevin.
That's the official word, 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay, I'll give up after 6 weeks. It's 7:23.